If you've heard the term 3D seismic in the news lately, it was probably in the context of the controversy over oil exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. A company had planned to do 3D seismic in the refuge this winter, but those plans didn't pan out. But you might still be wondering, what is 3D seismic and why do oil companies do it? It turns out there is an oil company doing 3D seismic in the Arctic this winter, but it's not happening in the refuge. Elizabeth Harbaugh of Alaska's Energy Desk traveled up to the North Slope to check it out.
If you ask anyone at BP about its 3D seismic program at Prudhoe Bay this winter, they'll tell you it's a big deal for the oil company. How big of a deal? This is BP's Ricky Beavers, who's helping oversee the program.
I do have tattoos, and I like tattoos, and I figured I was going to get me, if we do the survey, I'm going to get me a polar bear, and I was going to put it under my arm.
So it's going to be like a polar bear with like the seismic
imaging inside the polar bear. Yes, ma'am.
Beavers explains at its heart, the 3D seismic effort is about getting 40 more years of oil production out of Prudhoe Bay, which BP operates.
We're so passionate about the fact we're going to give data to the region where we can really find oil and gas and sustain this for longevity that it makes you excited about it, right?
Prudhoe Bay might be the biggest oil field ever discovered in Alaska, but today it's sending a lot less down the pipeline than it did when it started up over four decades ago. The company has worked hard to flatten production at Prudhoe after years of decline. As BP's Robert Poole explains, the 3D seismic survey is part of the effort to keep the oil field alive.
We're looking for small pockets of oil that haven't been produced yet.
Poole is a seismic acquisition specialist for BP. And on a not too chilly late March day, he's my tour guide on the North Slope. We step onto a snow-covered gravel pad near the heart of Prudhoe Bay. On the horizon, there's pipelines, drill rigs, and a big olive-green pump station facility. Here, I get an up-close view of one of the key pieces of equipment used to do 3D seismic.
All right, so we are walking right up side of Vibe Truck, so you can hear it in action.
It's about the size of a cement truck, weighing in at about 90,000 pounds. Instead of tires, it's on wide tracks to help protect the tundra, and it rolls along at about 3 miles per hour. Poole shouts up to the driver to ask for a demonstration.
Don't move, just stay right here.
Stay right here?
Yeah, just run a couple of sweeps.
This is when the action happens.
So this is going to come down.
A big, flat metal platform slowly descends from the belly of the truck and makes contact with the ground.
And now what's happening?
It's pressuring up. Now it's starting.
And so there's like pistons moving up and down.
They are.
We watch as the pistons pick up speed, moving faster and faster.
It's like this huge platform touching the ground and vibrating it.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
We're standing close enough to reach out and touch the truck, but I don't feel quite as rattled as I was expecting.
And I could like sort of feel it at the bottom of my feet.
Yeah, but we're sitting on 6 feet of gravel. This pad is made out of gravel. When you're out on the actual tundra, you can feel it a little more.
After the tingling sensation in my boots stops, the platform rises back into the underside of the truck.
And up it goes.
It all lasts less than a minute.
And that's it.
That's it.
Well, that's it for just one step in a much bigger process. When the Vibe trucks do their thing, sonic waves travel thousands of feet below the ground, bounce back, and get picked up by receiver devices. Poole explains.
As the energy wave goes through the subsurface, the rocks are in layers, and the layers are based on hardness. A harder layer, the sound wave goes through faster, and a softer layer, it goes through slower.
The receivers pick up those differences. Using the data they collect, BP can piece together a detailed picture of the geology below, helping the company find hidden pockets of oil they haven't drilled yet. Poole says this winter's survey is the biggest of its kind ever done in the Arctic. It will ultimately sweep 450 square miles. As you listen to this story, the Vibe trucks are still traveling back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, across Prudhoe Bay, slowly working their way east. I ask Poole and one of the workers how many miles they covered by March 27th, the day of our visit.
The total number of miles driven by the crew to date is 39,800 miles. It's more than once around the world.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Since mid-January, the seismic team has been working in shifts, pretty much nonstop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even bringing fuel out to the vehicles as they work. That's so they can squeeze the whole huge project into a single winter season. The state only allows them to do this work when the tundra is frozen, to minimize damage. As for Ricky Beaver's polar bear tattoo, he's not 100% sure he's going ahead with it. But that's not the only way he's commemorating the 3D seismic effort. He's also growing a beard for the duration of the project, even though he says he's not really a beard guy.
I'm done with it. As soon as the survey's over, April 16th, the beard gets shaven off for sure. Yes, ma'am.
April 16th. That's when all the Vibe trucks and the crew supporting them finally finish their long, slow journey, part of BP's ongoing quest to recover every bit of oil it can at Prudhoe Bay. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.